Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Yes, it's been a long time coming. The music of Otis Redding to start us off this week. Welcome, welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegels in Dallas. Jeff, a monumental week, not just for the Underground Podcast, but for the entire nation.
Well, Rick, if anybody had said in my lifetime, in your lifetime, that we'd had a president who wasn't a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant other than John Kennedy, we'd have laughed at them and made sport of them.
Well, indeed, the inauguration of Barack Obama as the 44th president this week, certainly a milestone in American history. And that Otis Redding song was played at the concert a day ahead of the inauguration, day or two ahead of the inauguration. And I got to tell you, it has the real spirit of the civil rights movement finally coming to the summit.
We've got some other inaugural related musical morsels today on the Underground Podcast, but we've got a little change of our own, don't we, Rick?
We do. We have a technological change this week, and hopefully it means that we're going to be able to hear you in Dallas better than we've ever heard you before. And we managed, through the help of your friends and advice of your friends there in Dallas, to cobble together about five different programs. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about this, Jeff.
Well, it's voice over internet protocol technology that Chris Knight at Trollshift in Dallas, who is a music fan, I guess now I have to get him to listen to the Underground Podcast, but he suggested this process, and you and I have been working on it, and it does seem to be better. And so for better or for worse, our listeners will now be able to hear me as I sound.
Well, in a much better way than you have ever sounded before on the Underground Podcast. You won't be underground anymore.
Your voice sound is above like ground. I am anyway.
Indeed. Well, a lot of change for us this week, and a lot of change in Washington, D.C. Already the new president, President Obama, with his pen making changes. And we're hoping that, as he promised, there'll be some changes internationally, overseas. And we're going to hear about that in this next set.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Yeah.
are on Ivory Towers Radio, Cover Me. That, Rick, Temptations version of the Edwin Starr hit, since covered by almost everybody, I guess, who could cover the song, is actually the suppressed version. Just thought I'd, which made it interesting to play today. Motown actually was going to release this version of War before the Edwin Starr version. And given how controversial the song was at the time, how controversial it still is, they decided to back off a little bit and gave the song to Edwin Starr, who was one of their B acts, an A act like the Temps. And so we don't hear this one very much.
Well, I have to say that it's good to have that history. And as you noted, the discussion of war and the discussion of peace, still very controversial subjects, certainly in my town in Washington, D.C., and the new president had his advisors in this week, and hopefully we're rolling ahead to a 16-month end to a war that should have never happened in Iraq.
The hardest, it's easy to start a war. The most difficult thing to do is to end it.
Indeed, indeed. Well, before we get started on a rant, we want to keep going with the music this week, I think. So more music coming up on the other side of this announcement. Stick around.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too
packed up for the last time. Cause it seems like it was yesterday. We dove for pizzas on the south side. So back to school. Did you know that Maggie moved? Remember Chris from JFK? Remember being high on Centennial Lane?
How can I prove it all to you?
Trading, A Woman in Love on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. As we finish a set of women singer-songwriters, about, gosh, I want to say 40 years of that, hard to believe. Started out with Carole King, It's Too Late, Baby Now, It's Too Late, from 1971, Rick. From, of course, Tapestry, the album that pretty much invented the style of songwriting. In the middle, Mary Kate O'Neill, Why Don't You Visit, from 2006. That's off her album, 1-800-BANKRUPT. And Rick, one of the great things about doing the Underground Podcast is that I get to learn about new music from people like Mary Kate O'Neill. That's a terrific song.
She has a tremendous voice. I'd like to say also she fits really well with Carole King. Joan Armatrain fits that set too. But she has a kind of voice that could be the modern-day version of Carole King.
Well, and you and I have talked about this, but one of the things that really intrigues me about this kind of music is the joke I always make is this is music for 16, 18, 25-year-old women who stay home on Saturday night with their cats and are depressed because they don't have a boyfriend. And once again, as we've pointed out several times over the last several shows, that doesn't change. That was just as true when we were kids. It's just as true today as the Mary Kate O'Neill song points out.
True enough. And as you said, Carole King invented that genre of music. And at one time, she was the empress of female singers. That album, Tapestry, at one point was the best-selling album of all time, since no longer even on the top 10 list. And unfortunately, I think Carole King a bit forgotten these days. I think she spends most of her time these days out in Idaho.
Yes, she's out, I believe. Last I heard, she was living somewhere out there without running water.
She is, as we would have said back in the 70s when that was popular, she's a bit of a trip. And with that, I think it's time for us to trip off to some other music of that particular type.
Pretty as you feel, only pretty as you feel inside. You're only pretty as you feel, just as pretty as you feel inside. When you wake up in the morning,
rub some sleep from your eye. Look inside your mirror. Comb your hair. Don't give no vanity a second thought. No, no, no. Beauty's only skin deep. It goes just so far, 'cause you're only pretty as you feel. As pretty as you feel inside. You're only pretty as you feel. So good, don't hang yourself up on no plastic face. A little bit of soap will wipe away. Pretty as you feel, mama. I say you're only pretty as you feel inside. Strut.
separation. And did you hear on my mind every hour of the day? Without your sweet inspiration, the lonely hours of the night just don't go my way.
That has a sharp ending. Wilco, recorded live at Lollapalooza last summer, Monday. That's classic Wilco from their 1990s, mid-90s period. Before that, new music, absolutely new music, Jeff. 2009 music, when I talk about new music, from the Derek Trucks Band, Sweet Inspiration. Preceding them, Blind Faith, Well, All Right. And we'll get back to that number here in a bit. And starting us off, the trippy sounds of the Jefferson Airplane, Pretty As You Feel. I think we're having a pretty good podcast today, the Underground Podcast. We're getting back to Blind Faith because we've been on a bit of a jag this year, 2009. That I don't know if we've officially named this the year of Eric Clapton or not, but that's our Eric Clapton number that you, Jeff, suggested we play. But it's not just an Eric Clapton number. Can you give a little bit more background about Well, All Right?
Well, what we're doing with Well, All Right is we're playing songs from all of the bands Eric Clapton was in, and we started out with the Yardbirds, and then we did...
Little band Cream.
Cream. No, I'm not. Cream. I didn't forget the name of Cream. I forgot the name of John Mayall.
And the Blues Breakers.
And then Blind Faith. And now, are we stuck? I mean, Clapton hasn't. Unless we start playing Clapton and George Harrison, I think we're out of bands.
No. There are more bands. There's Derek and the Dominoes. There's Delaney and Bonnie and Friends. There are other bands. And plus, you know, then there's at least a solo song or two that we should get to. So we can't do the whole year of Eric Clapton. There are not 52 Clapton bands, but Clapton actually has more than a few bands that he's been in his time. And so we'll get to some more Eric Clapton. I'm going to say, next week we'll have some more Eric Clapton somewhere. we'll hide him somewhere in the podcast, and unless people tell us that they're tired of Clapton, but nobody has. Nobody gets tired of Eric Clapton. He's just one of the greatest guitar players of all time.
Listen, I need to ask you a question about this Derek Trucks Band.
Please.
To my southern fried ear, that sounded quite southern in scope. Would he have some sort of southern pedigree?
Derek Trucks is the son of Butch Trucks, who some people know as one of the drummers. There are two drummers in the Allman Brothers Band, and these days, young Derek is also the second guitarist for the Allmans. He plays with Warren Haynes. Those are the two current guitarists for the Allman Brothers Band. And so Derek has a number of solo albums and has his own band, that other band, as you know, we like to say other band here on the Underground Podcast. So that's where that Southern Fried sound comes from, I guess, like his dad, from Macon.
But no, it's real interesting that that sound. It's how we were talking about this before. The Allmans 40 years old.
The Allmans are going to be 40 years old this year. 40 years old. The band will be 40 years old. 2009, and they are doing a special 10 date set in New York as part of that. We could go on and on about Southern Fried Rock and Roll, as you know, Jeff. One of my special areas. When I was a young rock and roll writer, I used to specialize in writing about all those bands on the Capricorn label, label no longer around. But you know, there's other places you can go for rock and roll writing, not just the Underground Podcast, but our ancillary blog, Ivory Towers, Ivory Towers Radio. There's the Ivory Towers blog, and you can find the Ivory Towers blog at www.ivorytowers.com, and that's all one word, Ivory Towers, and with a Z, a Z, or a Zeta at the end. And we'd love for you to check out our blog, because it's not just rock and roll, although there's a lot of rock and roll there, and an interesting review this week of Andrew Bird's new release. But we also have politics, lots of coverage of the inauguration, sports, film reviews, so much more. Join us. One more time, that URL for you is www.ivorytowers.com.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
I want you all back, alive. I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always make me stand up in a crowd. Someone picked you from the bunch, and that was all it took. And now it's much too late for me to take a second look. Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Show me that I love you.
Won't you please let me in?
Back in your heart.
Oh, darling, I was blind to let you go.
Let you go, baby.
Now that I see you in his arms,
I want you back.
Oh, I do now.
I want you back.
Oh, oh, baby.
I want you back.
Oh, I do now.
I want you back.
Oh, oh, baby. Try to lose out your love one of those sleepless nights. But that just shows you, girl, that ain't no wrong from right. Every street you walk down, I leave tear stains on the ground. Following you, girl, I can feel you all around. And every day, like, oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Show me that I love you.
Won't you please let me
back in your heart?
Oh, darling, I was blind to let you go.
Let you go, baby.
Now that I see you in his arms. You're all I want. You're all I want. Yeah, I need, oh yeah, one more chance. Won't you please let me
back in your heart?
Oh baby, I was blind to let you go.
Let you go, baby.
Now that I see you in his arms. Yeah, one more chance, baby,
baby.
Charlie Rabbit now.
F-I-C.
You in his arms.
I want you back.
Oh, I do now.
I want you back.
Oh, oh, baby.
I want you back.
Graham Parker, I Want You Back Alive on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That is a live version from 1979 called Live Sparks. The record itself wasn't released in the manner of record companies until 1996. But that is vintage Graham Parker. And Rick, that just goes to show that the new wave was not just about pointy-headed guys with bad haircuts, bad suits, and horn-rimmed glasses. There's a lot of R&B influence into the new wave, and I don't think anybody shows that better than Mr. Parker.
A lot of soul in R&B, and certainly Graham Parker and his band did a lot to put that forward. And actually, you mentioned horn-rimmed glasses. Nobody better than Elvis Costello. After that first classic new wave period, had his experiments with soul, too.
In fact, one of the oddest Elvis records ever is his soul record. But we're not here to talk about Elvis. We're here to talk about Graham Parker. And Squeezing Out Sparks, for anybody who is interested, was re-released with some live cuts. And if you really want to once again hear what the new wave was like, Squeezing Out Sparks is as good a record to hear about it as anything else.
Well, actually, Squeezing Out Sparks was one of my favorite Graham Parker releases. And I was lucky enough, as you know, at a young age to have the right connections to get a copy of it, and I wore the grooves down on it.
Yes, I do know about those connections because I still have a piece of vinyl here that was recorded for record company executives. That's live music. I guess I'll have to figure out now that we've got new technology on the Underground Podcast. I'll have to figure out a way perhaps to transfer some of that to digital and see if we can play.
Well, we both know that we both are now equipped with that sort of vinyl to digital technology. So it's only a matter of putting the needle down, as they used to say.
And I believe we've got some post new wave music coming up next.
Time to put our needle down on that.
Me and Johnny sitting in the green grass. I don't remember too much from that far back in the past, but man, oh man, was Jonathan Lamb in those days. Apparently he was my very best friend. We spent warm summer days wishing they would never end, but I only know from photographs I look at every now and again. Johnny, oh, all he left us was an apple tree, and oh, let it go. Shaking hers, cause she said she was a fan. There was an awkward pause, and something that should have began just passed us by. But I watched her sing along with every word in the prettiest voice that I never heard, and I still see her dancing wearing my shirt right there. To the timber, it's me. All timory left me was a memory. See.
to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
This is the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio.
We'll be right back.
Supergrass on the Ivory Towers Underground Podcast. Diamond Hoo-Ha Man from 2008. We started that set off with one of our favorites, Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, Timorous Me. And in the middle, Tillinger 4, Minimum Wage is a Gateway Drug from 2008. And I've discovered a couple of bands that I've really enjoyed on this show, Rick, and I think Dillinger 4 is going to be right up there with one of them. That's a great song from a Minneapolis band that's actually been around for a while. I love that post-punk sound. I love the politics. And hopefully, perhaps someone in D.C., Rick, will be listening to the Underground Podcast this week and will note that Dillinger 4 song and pass that along to the necessary people in the new administration that we need to do something so people can make enough money to earn a living.
Well, I am sure that that is on the Obama agenda. And we started this whole show off talking about the new era. Hopefully that will be number two or number three on the list. And speaking of D.C., we can't forget Ted Leo. We mentioned one of our favorite bands, favorite acts, Ted Leo. Right here in D.C., doesn't get enough notice. And Supergrass, a band really under the radar, at least under my radar, one of those British bands from the 90s, that mid-90s period, where produced Oasis and Blur and other bands like that. Supergrass is around and doing some of that post-punk that we like so much.
Very much. That that song, Diamond Hoo-Ha Man, it does not sound like the kind of song that somebody who came of age with Oasis would.
Well, I think Supergrass trying on a few different sets of musical clothes and what they've been doing lately. And we have more new and interesting music coming up on the other side of this announcement. Stick around.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music. All at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
To watch you lie.
heavy-duty sounds of Scottish band Mogwai with Batcat. That's all new music in that set. We also heard The Enemy UK with Aggro. And Jeff, I'm not one for British slang, so maybe you can tell me, what is aggro? What does that mean?
Well, I would assume, from my vast knowledge of from watching Masterpiece Theater all those years, my vast knowledge of British culture, I'm assuming that's working class slang for being aggravated, aggro.
Certainly goes along with that song. Well, I have to tell you, I am not aggravated. I am enervated, not just enervated because of the historic moments of this particular week, but we have new listeners, and new listeners always make me happy. New listeners in Russia, of all places, listening to the Underground Podcast.
Well, rock and roll, Rick, is the universal language, and I'd like to think that on the Underground Podcast, we speak the universal language very well. But listen. Go ahead.
I'd just like to tease ahead here just a little bit, because we have lots of international listeners now, not just in the UK, not just in the British Isles, but also now in Russia, and we get different requests from them, as you know. And since we're playing Scottish bands, there are listeners out there waiting for some Scottish band requests. We're going to have those coming up in the next few weeks.
Because we love to take requests here on the Underground Podcast. In fact, we love to get email. We love to hear about our new sound. If, in fact, it's worthwhile to hear me better, or whether, in fact, you like it better the old way when you couldn't understand me at all, send us an email. Our email request is – email request. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ radio, all one word, @att.net.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Yes, indeed, Jeff. History points out again and again. Nature points out the folly of men. The wisdom of Blue Oyster Cult on the Metal Shop this week with Godzilla. A classic, a true classic. And the truth is, you can still hear Blue Oyster Cult played on those album-oriented rock stations, but you're not going to hear Godzilla. You got to come to the Underground Podcast for that.
We don't have to, Rick, we don't have to discuss why no one plays Godzilla, do we? We can skip that. I will admit, though, that I did have some acid flashbacks there to the mid-70s, a time of my life that I really don't need to remember. When that song was playing through my headphones. So we'll just move on. Can we move on to my new favorite part of the show?
Well, as we know, we always put your second favorite part of the show now close enough to your favorite part of the show. And the truth is, the most dangerous music on the show should always be next to this next bit.
The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Well, Jeff, we know that that last song before your favorite part of the show brought chills down your spine for the wrong reason. But we thought, because we started off this show with a little bit of a salutation to the new Obama administration, that we should actually end on something that, I don't know about you, but this brought chills down my spine in a good way and tears to my eyes when I heard it the other day during the inauguration.
Well, I've got two things to say, one of which is Aretha Franklin has more style than almost anyone I've ever seen in my entire life. And her hat and her inaugural outfit, there are about two people in the world who could get away with that, and she's one of them. The other thing is that Dianne Feinstein should have been briefed on who she was introducing, so she could have at least pretended to be a little enthusiastic.
Well, I don't know anybody who doesn't know who the Queen of Soul is, but apparently we discovered at least one.
So let's send, can we send this song out to Dianne Feinstein?
Well, we should dedicate it to Dianne Feinstein, but it goes out to the whole nation. If you did not catch Aretha's version of My Country Tis of Thee, then we're going to end on that this week. So thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in the Big D, the town of the X, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., the town of the current, and now Aretha takes us out.